This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, let's sit down and talk to Simon Robinson, who's from MediaTek. We're doing a media partnership with them. They're doing a really, really big show at the Ticket Pro Dome. It's all happening next week, and we thought we'd get him in here to tell us what's going on. Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Great to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you, man. Happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks. It's already a mayhem Friday for us, actually, already.
How much preparation are you already? I mean, listen, you probably started 3-4 months ago already with the hardcore logistics, but what goes into a show like this? Because people talk about conventions and expos and all of this stuff, and they don't get how much goes in behind the scenes to what you see in the front.
Yeah, I must say, when I got involved in shows, I was like, oh gosh, you guys must put this together in a couple of months, and it's actually ludicrous. It's long hours. We literally start almost 18 months before.
Wow.
Yeah, especially on a trade show like this, Gareth, we actually travel around the world a lot, and we are always going and looking for new product and new suppliers to come out to come and show their wares, and you know, looking for that sort of cutting edge equipment.
Now let's start with the basics here. What is MediaTek?
So, and MediaTek has actually evolved over the years. So, at the core of it is a technology showcase. And, okay. When we say technology, you know, we're not talking about, you know, cell phones and televisions. We're talking about media and what goes into the creation of that content. So, when you're sitting at home watching TV, you are watching this fantastic program, and a whole lot goes in behind the scenes to that, to actually capture that. So that's the crux of it from a technology space.
So what kind of equipment are we talking about?
And there we go across various different verticals, from broadcast and film and production.
Yeah.
So there it's anything to do with setting up studios, through to the actual capturing and editing of content, through to the live event industry. So the live event industry, anything from, if you think about rock concerts, we go to the concert, we take in all of those great lights, visual experience, a huge sound and so on. Huge amount goes into that.
That's the stuff you see them packing away afterwards while the last sort of people are dragging themselves out of the stadium.
Yeah, all the roadies in their black t-shirts and black jeans and filling lots of black boxes.
And some of this equipment is very, very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's
so specialized, right? It's
very specialized. It's very expensive. But what is interesting is that, you know, with the development of technology, so much of it has actually come down in price. So it's become more affordable. You know, definitely there's still the very high-end equipment, but there's a lot of opportunity for small businesses and guys getting involved in it who can get in at a much, much lower entry point.
Right. So, I mean, I would imagine a lot of people these days, you even see TV shows, whole productions put together on cell phone footage. You know, has that not taken away some of the business from these big producers of cameras and film and high-tech, high-definition technology and all the rest of it?
It's an interesting point, Gareth. You know, I don't believe it has, and I think it's actually opened up more, lots of new channels. You know, yes, some of the guys who have kind of stayed in their old ways in terms of having a really big very expensive post-production suite and gone with really high-end equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't moved with the times, I think that they are probably sitting in a difficult situation where they are, to a large degree, pricing themselves out of the market. But, you know, I wouldn't call it low end. It's just advances in technology have made things simpler and easier to do. And, it's opened up almost an entire new industry.
I want to talk about some of the new stuff that you've got on show this year, because this excites me. There's a drone cage.
Yeah, drones are interesting. And
I love drones.
Yeah, we had to put it in a cage and calling it a drone cage kind of made it sound all quite, that much more high tech and spy.
But basically, yeah, and it's so a place that you can fly your drones around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's exciting, because we've got so many different kinds of drones now. And to have people are always nervous to do them outside or to do them in a closed space because they're going to smash into things, or you're going to let some kid at the controls and he's going to crash it. Something else could go wrong. But these, you get little ones, you get big ones, you get complicated ones with cameras on them. You get all kinds of drones. It's a nice place to display them.
Yeah. So what guys can experience at MediaTek this year, they're going to see some really big drones in the cage, flown by pilots, but they'll actually be able to come and actually use the controls. on the camera, not the actual drone. Yeah. So, yeah, it just gets quite complicated in that space.
Sure.
And really what we're going to be showing is a lot about what can actually be achieved with a drone from a filming and capturing point of view.
What about virtual reality?
VR is an interesting one, and I read something recently now with Apple actually making some changes with and making a bit of a move on the sort of VR space. Personally, I'm a little bit, the jury's out for me on VR. I mean, I think it's still very big in gaming, but maybe me not being a sort of a big gaming head is it the bug hasn't bitten me. But there's a lot of use of it within film and within commercial.
I'm the same as you. I'm not as excited because it hasn't really impacted on me in any meaningful way on a daily basis.
Yeah,
but for gamers, they're obsessed with this. They say it's absolutely going to be the way that we experience everything in the future.
I think it's just because it makes it such an immersive experience.
Yeah,
And it was probably in some ways a way that sort of the filmmakers were trying to go with 3D. But, 3D really kind of came and went. You'll see it a bit in cinemas and so on. But, I mean, some years ago there was that huge buzz about, you've got to have a 3D TV and, you're going to sit and you're going to watch it at home.
People shelling out hundreds of thousands of rands so that they could have all of this at home, and now they're completely outdated and look stupid.
Yeah, Gareth, the interesting thing is, we actually saw 3D, before it came into shops and people, there was the big buzz about buying a 3D set. We saw that at some of the international shows, and it goes back to kind of what the sort of core of MediaTek is about, is it's the creating and capturing of all of that content. So they had to work out how they were going to film it.
How do you
film it differently? Yeah,
because
and so
you needed
on.
Different cameras, you needed different setups, you needed different lighting rigs, everything, right?
Totally. And that's going to be that is exactly the same with VR. So, how you shoot VR is totally different to how you're going to shoot a normal production.
Now, what about this this drone? No, sorry, time slice 360 camera experience. You see these cameras that they set up, these gigapan cameras, where they're able to capture infinite amounts of detail, like gigs and gigs and gigs of data.
Yeah.
In a single shot. But a 360 degree, is this sort of where you are able in a virtual reality sense to film things that are going on below, above, left, right, and diagonally?
Yeah, very much so. I mean,
How does it work?
Yeah. So the easiest way to explain it to people is, and it kind of goes back, so it's not exactly the newest kind of way it's been done, but the technology that they're using has actually just been improved vastly around it. So if you remember Matrix, there was a scene in Matrix with that lost with his name,
Keanu Reeves,
leaning back and
the bullets go through and past and over and under. Yeah,
so it's creating that kind of visual experience, so people can actually come through and, I mean, if they're capable of doing a flick flack, well, then they can do a flick flack, and we will take a shot of them, and they can get a 360 degree view of that motion of that flick flack. So it's a bit of fun at MediaTek, and it's some of the things that we're trying to create at MediaTek, or not trying to. Guys are going to experience them. It's not just about seeing technology in boxes. It's about seeing what can be done with technology.
Well, you mentioned boxes. What's the black box?
Black box is a big secret. Eh?
Sounds very good.
So black
suspicious.
Box. Suspicious. Yeah, suspicious it does. All covert. I've always said, you come through to MediaTek and you see all of these speakers, and all these speakers are in black boxes and nobody knows what goes on inside them. So we've created an experience that I was in Germany a few months ago, and there's a big AV technology show there, and there's a international company called PRG, who they're actually a production company. Yeah. So they're like a, for want of a better word, I mean, I don't know if people know, but I mean, Gearhouse is a big production company. So
massive.
When you go to any of these sort of big gigs, a company like Gearhouse will put on all of that stuff. There's a company.
They'll supply the speakers and the lighting rigs and
absolutely.
The staging and everything.
In end-to-end experience.
Right.
Now, PRG are like Gearhouse on steroids. I mean, it is mind-boggling. So every year they actually put together this showcase at this show in Germany of what can be done with all of the technology. So you come and see all the technology and they go, you know what, that's cool. Look at all these little black boxes, but we can actually show you actually what can be done. So it's, they put on a mind-boggling show. I mean, to put it into perspective...
How different is it from anything we might have experienced already?
It's scale. It's just so much bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of kit that they had in that auditorium just set up for that little show is probably close to taking every single rental company's bit of kit and putting it in on a gig. It is mind-boggling.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were sitting there having a chat about that, and I said, how can we create something, you know, this kind of visual experience of technology at MediaTek? And that's where the kind of little concept of Black Box came about, but on a much smaller scale.
So you're going to get in and experience some of this.
Yeah. So you can come through to MediaTek, you can come into the Black Box, you're going to be able to see really what can be done with lighting, with dance and visual projection, and a bit of an integration about that. And then we've got some very clever guys who have actually done, you know, loads of programming around it, but they're actually going to tell you how they actually did it and tell you some of the tricks of the trade.
We'll carry on talking about MediaTek in a moment, but tell me about you. So where did you start off? Did you start in this kind of environment?
No, Gareth, not even close. So far away from it, it's actually unbelievable.
Tell me.
I mean, obviously grew up in Natal. Was a Durban boy, and I started off my life as a commercial diver. So,
see, a nod's approving. Durban people hang together.
So very, very different, actually.
Commercial diver.
Yeah, and decided that I could never make any money doing that, and landed up coming to Joburg, and that's kind of the rest is history. Got into exhibitions and publishing and so on. Yeah, I think my English teacher would be more than shocked that I got into publishing. So.
Yeah, probably. I think my English teacher at school would have been horrified that I'd written two books. But here's the thing that always interests me, is that people like you who aren't necessarily, when you get out of school or whatever, decided about what you're going to do, usually end up in the right place anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's my mother's absolute worst nightmare. I had a sister who went off to university and I just got through my trick, and then mom kept saying to me, you know, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm not sure, mom. I think I might just go and dive. And
she was disgusted. She was horrified.
Absolutely horrified, let alone my poor grandmother.
Now, MediaTek only happens every 2 years, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Kind of, I mean, we started it off by that. We've worked very closely with the industry. We have mainly distributors here of equipment, so most of the equipment is imported. Very, very little of it is actually manufactured here locally. And we've made it fit into an international circuit, so we kind of fit into that circuit. And really, because we're such in essence a small market on the global scale, it works very well, to only be every second year. And it was more by chance than by strategy. The great thing about having it every second year is the fact that we get such a radical change in technology. So, things that guys saw 2 years ago now, there's some radical changes in terms of what they're going to see.
Are people able to buy stuff there and then?
They can buy. Some of the guys do sell bits and pieces, but it's not really a sort of the kind of place that you'd go in a retail environment where you'd pick up a new phone and walk out with it.
So who would you say should come to this show?
It's anybody with an interest within media production or the live event side. The other element, which we don't talk too much about, and it's almost a given in some of the accepted in some of these places. But the corporate AV market has been a huge, huge advancements within that space. So, going into auditoriums and boardrooms and so on, that's become a massive market. So, the corporates out there who are wanting to find out how they can integrate their corporate AV market into their IT networks, there's a huge drop in traveling and that sort of thing with, conference calling and conference communications and that
right,
sort of thing.
You could rather just get someone on the screen rather than have to fly to New York.
Absolutely. And you look at all of these big corporates, etc., managing boardrooms, those kind of things. We've got a lot of tools that actually do that for them as well. So, going back, anybody who's got a real interest in MediaTek, you don't have to be in the industry to come through. If you've got a real interest in it, come through and see how actually a lot of this content is created.
Well, among other things, there will also be an outdoor sound demo We've already mentioned the time slice 360 camera experience, the drone cage, the VR, the black box, loads of exciting stuff, and other possibly exciting attractions to the show, which we're not going to reveal all of them on the show here this morning. Educational presentations.
Yeah, education.
Lots of speakers.
So we get a lot of, I mean, we've probably got about, probably in the region of about 400 international delegates come out. So we actually chat to a lot of those guys. Big thing for us is to try and educate and teach the local industry as to kind of what the new trends are, what's what's happening, what are the best practices, where have applications actually been used and how have they been used and actually have they been effective or not. So that's been a big element.
Just to fill people in case they don't know anything about this, the logistical details, the date, the time, the parking, all that stuff. Maybe there's an app that you want to tell us about.
Yeah. Venue Ticket Pro Dome, so that's here in Johannesburg. We start on the Wednesday the 19th at 10 o'clock, and we run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday until 6 in the evening. They can pre-register. Today is the last day that you can pre-register for free, so that's at mediatek.co.za. If you go online, you can register. You get a little code. You can come straight into the show. If you miss that, you can still arrive on site and come in. It'll be R100 to get in.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sounds terrific. Is there anything else we need to know? Do you need to bring any protective clothing or equipment so you don't get bombed by drones?
Yeah.
No?
Hard hat for drones and earplugs for the outdoor sound demo.
All right. Sounds very, very good. I'm looking forward to this. I'm sure we all are.
Oh, yeah. So we'll even be doing an outside broadcast there next week, Wednesday. We have three of our shows who will be coming live from the dome. So I know and understand that we're like right smack bang in the middle. So right in the thick of all of the action. G-Man, the Adman, 360 Biz and Futurology as well. And I think basically on behalf of all of our hosts and everyone from our team who will be there, we'll just be walking around with like big eyes soaking everything up. So we're looking forward to it.
Sounds
all goes
amazing.
Down next week, Wednesday.
Very exciting. Thank you so much, Simon.
Great.
Thank you for coming to see us. And we wish you all the best of luck with MediaTek next week.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you there and everyone
for
else.
For sure. All right. So if you want to know more, is there a place we can go to? Is there anything else we need to dig up, Sia? Will there be links on our site?
Yes.
Very good. There we go. MediaTek. Make sure you don't miss that next week here in Johannesburg at the Dome. And if you're not in Johannesburg, we will keep you abreast of what's going on cliffcentral.com because we'll be broadcasting from there.
This is cliffcentral.com.